Welcome to Love Well on Purpose, a podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Shelb. Do you live in a neighborhood? If so, do you have a neighborhood Facebook page? This episode is for you. How does hospitality and these groups fit together? Glad you asked. Let's get to it. For the first 5 years of our marriage, my husband and I lived in apartments. Then we bought our first house, but it wasn't in a neighborhood. 4 years ago, we moved to Florida and into our first neighborhood. There's some things I don't like about our neighborhood, HOA and CDD fees being top of the list. However, it is what it is, and overall, we are so grateful that God has called us to live in our neighborhood. It may not be a forever home, but we're happy to be here for as long as we are. When we moved in, we prayed fervently for our neighborhood. It's a large, over 750 home community, and we were one of the first 150 in the community. We prayed over our street as the houses were being built, and we prayed for the neighbors as they would move in. We wanted and still want our neighborhood to be a true community, and it is. It's so incredible. As almost any modern neighborhood these days, we have a community Facebook group. It's my favorite. Seriously, every New Year's and 4th of July, I eagerly look to see who will be the first to comment about how annoying fireworks are, and then watch the written fireworks fly in the comments. Neighbors have had spirited conversations over alligator removal, dog poop, and speeding. All very valid issues. Bless the admins who get lots of grief when they shut down comments or remove posts for clearly violating guidelines. Bless the people who actually read our policy handbook so that when some of us ask questions like, do we really have to go through the whole approval process just to replace our dumb bushes? They answer for us and save us the hassle of looking through the handbook. Unfortunately, the answer is yes, we do, and it's not yet been worth it to me, even though I hate the crawling jasmine they planted in our flower beds. I digress. New neighbors will post asking which restaurants are good nearby, if anyone else has kids who like basketball and would be willing to be friends with a new kid. And then, of course, there's the people who ask if anyone's a notary or they got halfway through dinner prep and realize they are missing a jar of marinara. Enter hospitality and why I love our Facebook group. I've stood outside on the sidewalk in 30-degree weather to hand over 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar so that a neighbor several blocks over could finish making cookies with her college-age son because he decided at 8 p.m. he wanted to make cookies with her. When plans changed with friends last minute and I had ordered more Cuban food than my husband and I could possibly eat in a week, I got to meet 3 different families who had no other plans on Christmas Eve and delivered full meals to them. Through that, I met a piano teacher who lives down the road. This past summer, we met neighbors when one of them invited anyone who wanted to join them on their driveway to pray for our nation during all the time of protests and social unrest. I also know exactly which neighbors to call if we encounter a snake or creature we need removed ASAP. So thankful to have these neighbors, and more thankful that I've never had to call upon them for help. All of these things have happened because of posts in a neighborhood Facebook page. Listen, sometimes the Facebook page is irrelevant. Sometimes the comments get feisty and people get very riled up. Sometimes it'd be easier to just keep to myself, ignore the page, and do my own thing. However, this is how we love well. In our coming and going, in the middle of life, most of the people in my community I've never spoken to again after that one interaction. That's okay. I don't have to be friends with everyone to love them well. Several times I've offered the aluminum foil or whatever the case may be, and the response I got back was, thanks, but someone else already got it for me. Yay! I love that we are a community who helps each other. Can I challenge you? This week, be mindful of your neighborhood Facebook page. Look to see if there's a way to help out a neighbor. If a new neighbor introduces themselves, reach out and say hi and welcome. Don't contribute to the angsty comments, but find a way to love your neighborhood well through the neighborhood Facebook page. When there are so many podcasts to choose from, I'm honored that you chose this one. To find show notes, go to rachelshelb.com/thepodcast. If you enjoy this topic and format, I'd love it if you'd subscribe as well as share it with your friends and encourage them to join us. Leaving a review is so helpful in making my podcast more visible to others. A new episode will appear each Friday, You can find out more about me by visiting my website, rachelshelb.com. Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.